proxy for the extent of neuronal activity, followed in 1992 by functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, which gauges brain oxygenation for the same purpose. These technologies are more than capable of assaying brain activity, whether focused or not, but the design of most studies inadvertently led to the impression that most brain areas stay pretty quiet until called on to carry out some specific task. Typically, neuroscientists who run imaging experiments are trying to pinpoint the brain regions that give rise to a given perception or behavior. The best study designs for defining such regions simply compare brain activity during two related conditions. If researchers wanted to see which brain areas are important during reading words aloud, the test condition, as opposed to viewing the same word silently, the control condition, for instance, they would look for differences in images of those two conditions. And to see those differences clearly, they would essentially subtract the pixels in the passive reading images from those in the vocal image. Activity of neurons in the areas that remain lit up would be assumed to be the ones necessary for reading aloud. Any of what is called intrinsic activity, the constant background activity, would be left on the cutting room floor. Representing data in this way makes it easy to envision areas of the brain being turned on during a given behavior, as if they were inactive until needed by a particular task.